Now, all of you out there that know me and know me well know that Rose Tattoo has always been one of my favorite bands of all times. And I've proven it. I have the Rose Tattoo logo tattooed on my shoulder for life. Love them. I remember the first time I took notice of them. It was while I was reading a British rock magazine called Kerrang, which I probably stole from my corner newsstand, which we talked about in the last hour. You know, I immediately realized that they were produced by Harry Vanda and George Young, famous for producing all of those early classic AC/DC records that I still listen to religiously and love. Another thing I noticed about Rose Tattoo was they are from the same country as AC/DC, Sydney, Australia. They were formed back in 1976, and their sound has always been a blues-based hard rock and roll band mixed with that blues background and slide guitars. God, I loved their slide guitars. I think that was the reason why I took notice of them in the first place. But in September of 1981, Angry Anderson and Rose Tattoo released their second studio album, Assault and Battery, and the title track is a perfect opener for this, the second hour of the Mad Mark After Dark Show. Now, talking to my audience over the years, personally, either on Facebook or meeting them in person, man, it's a sorry sight when you meet some of these people in person. Oh my God. But 90% of you out there who listen to my show have some kind of criminal background or been to prison or something, and all have a story to tell, just like I am. And I don't judge you guys. But you know what? As to most of the bands we play on the show, now, rumor has it that the original bassist of Rose Tattoo, Ian Rollin, learned to play his instrument while in prison. And you know what? I'll never know if this is a true fact because he died of bladder cancer on October 30th, 2006. And you know what? That image has served them as a great rock and roll outlaw image with prison records. Yeah, I spoke to Angry Anderson back in 2011. It's one of the highlights of doing the Mark After Dark Show, interviewing your heroes. I couldn't believe that I got him on the phone. And we talked about all the deaths, including Ian Rollin, and we talked about Pete Wells, who plays that amazing slide guitar on Assault and Battery. And he passed away on March 27th, 2006, of cancer. And Mick Cox, the other guitar player, who died on December 22nd, 2009. Yeah, it's kind of depressing because, you know, these guys, which you grew up listening to, you know, they're all going away. A really, really sad state of rock and roll. Sad state when you start to see that. I'll never forget Malcolm Young's death, talking about Rose Tattoo and AC/DC. What a sad time for music. But anyway, to change it up, you know what I've been thinking about lately is the social unrest we live in now. Now get this, each and every one of us has the choice of electing a mayor, and then that mayor hires a police commissioner who then hires cops to keep law and order in our communities. And you know what? My attitude towards the current crop of police, especially here in New York, is not a very good one. I mean, they don't have that special personality, that friendly personality. I personally think there should be a beat cop in every area. And I know that's very old school. And the reason why I like that is you're building better relationships with those people. Like in the 1950s, for instance, when crime didn't happen with the same intensity as it happens now. I mean, you built that relationship. The cop is there all the time. Now, I know in the age of technology, with video cameras everywhere, the lawmakers think it's unnecessary. But you know what? In my mind, it's more about safety. It's important. It's about feeling protected in your own community. Now, I saw something on the news the other day, because I watch the news religiously. I come home from wherever I am. I watch, you know, the Channel 5 news at 5 p.m. every day and hear about this. And one of the things I was hearing about is some woman got raped in Queens. And they had a video of the guy. You know, if you had a beat cop, the video wouldn't matter. You would catch the guy. You might even avoid the crime in the first place. The video camera is great, but you could avoid it. Now, don't get me wrong. I really do appreciate what the police do. So in the first hour, we were talking about how the crime wave in New York City was on the rise. Now, I remember seeing this organized group called the Guardian Angels all over the subways back in the late 1970s and early 80s. Now, I don't know how many of you out there are original New Yorkers, but they were founded on February 13th, 1979, by this guy named Curtis Sliwa. He's gone on to fame. He's done conservative radio and been on talk shows. I see him on TV all the time. Now, the one thing that always stood out were these red berets and these red jackets with their white t-shirts, and their uniforms were decorated with the red Guardian Angels logo of an eye inside a pyramid on a winged shield. You know what? I personally never felt safe with them. I always thought of them as an organized vigilante group. And I know a lot of people out there are going to argue with me, especially people that lived here. I was always afraid that they would attack me for some reason. I always thought of them, they looked like a street gang. They just did. They just reminded me of those. There were tons of street gangs back then. But moving on into the next section of music, one of my newest favorite bands, the Amorettes, were formed in March of 2009 by vocalist and guitarist Gil Montgomery, drummer Hannah McKay, and Heather McKay on bass, and they're from Edinburgh, Scotland. Of course, you have to be European to play rock and roll these days. We can't have an American group like that. No way. Now, this three-piece power trio were influenced by bands like AC/DC, Motorhead, Iron Maiden, Girl School, and Thin Lizzy. Now, they had developed themselves as a classic-sounding hard rock band, and this lineup released four excellent, and I mean excellent, studio albums dating back to 2010 until 2018. And you know, I listen to those albums a lot. Man, I tell you, when you hear an album like that, either you go back and you think, man, this stuff might have come out like about 20 years ago, but man, it's new. But unfortunately, on February 25th, 2019, Gil Montgomery announced via the Amorettes Facebook page that bassist Heather McKay and drummer Hannah McKay had amicably parted company with the band. And I thought that sucked when I read that because, man, that three-piece band was on fire. But on March 7th of that same year, a new quartet lineup of the band was announced. And Gil Montgomery, I guess she's the leader of the band, so the band continues on. But going back to 2016, the Amorettes released White Hot Heat. What a great album. That whole album is great. I highly recommend all of you out there to go out, search it out, and go and listen to it. Let the neighbors call the cops. You know, after you listen to that record, if you blast it loud enough, the neighbors will call the cops. And that is a perfect lead-in into the next section of music. So stay tuned and listen. There you go.
Down. cops. Let the neighbors call the cops. Let the neighbors call the cops. Let the neighbors call the cops. It's too loud.
That's the last thing we want to do. We don't want to scare anybody.
It's a long way to Richmond, rolling off on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side. Tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie. We met at a truck stop, Johnson City, Tennessee. I was gassing up my fiber when I heard her calling me. Said, which way are you headed, boy?
can drive faster than you can. Come on, hoss, let's have some fun. Go on, shoot me with a radar gun. You look bored and I sure am. Catch me if you can. Hey, hey, Mr. Policeman. I got a 75 fiber Trans Am. With a 455 up under the hood, me and my brother got a running good. Wake up behind them old Ray-Bans. Catch me if you can. Go on, turn on your blue lights. So pretty. How's my dust taste in your mouth? Come on, Smokey, it's time to race. Let's have us a high-speed chase. Chopper in the air and a couple of SWAT vans. That's no fair, not blocking the road. Where am I supposed to go? Time to use my backup plan. Catch me if you can. Hey, hey, Mr. Policeman. I bet I can run faster than you can. With your big pot belly and your cowboy boots, $100 says you won't shoot. I know these words like the back of my hand. Catch me if you can. Go on, turn on your spotlight. So shiny. And I'm younger than you, and I got all night. There's no way you're keeping up with me. Just go on back to Krispy Kreme. If you wanna quit, I understand. Catch me if you can. Hey, hey, Mr. Policeman. I said, hey, hey, Mr. Policeman.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Wasting all my time. You might have broke my heart. sitting there just trembling, just in a spotlight and they're dead in the face. And this great big Chicago cop behind me said, move over a little bit, baby. We're gonna take your place. Just then this guy come running out of the liquor store with all that money in his hand. He said, oh, there you are. He made a mistake in the dark and leaped into the police car. They put the haircuts on him. I said, child, your crime I've outgrew him. And then they said, when they drove him away, we're gonna put you four back in jail this time. They're gonna have to put hair in jail. Reach for the sky. I said, but I don't understand. Don't give me no fucking business. This is a stopper in my head.
Travis Tritt released his seventh studio album, Down the Road I Go, on October 3rd, 2000. Now, being the outlaw he's always been, the song Modern Day Bonnie and Clyde was the perfect blues-based country hit for him. Now, the music video, for those of you that don't know, featured actor Billy Bob Thornton, and the song describes a man who meets a woman at a truck stop, and the woman then robs a convenience store and tells the man to drive away, just like in the song lyrics. Now, the song, in my mind, is the true dedication of what I've always considered to be the outlaw spirit, even though it highlights robbing a convenience store and getting caught in the end. It's really about having a good time and getting away with the crime. Now, I personally don't advocate robbing and stealing. I'm just saying, think for yourself and never allow anybody to tell you who you are and what to think. And that is the true outlaw spirit, which I consider having myself. You know how many times people have told me in my life, especially doing the Mark After Dark show, that you have to fit into some kind of category to play music. You know, for me, if I can't play Travis Tritt on the show, I would feel like I lost something. I mean, I didn't do a good enough episode. I didn't feature some good enough music. And I didn't introduce any of you, because part of the joys of doing this is introducing all of you out there to new music. Or even if it's old, it introduces you all to something great, or something that I think is great. And talking about high-speed chases, Brad Paisley released Fifth Gear on June 19th, 2007. Like the title, it was his fifth studio album, and Mr. Policeman, in my mind, is a modern-day country classic with its cool guitar riffs and quick lead breaks from one of the finest guitar players alive, and fits in perfectly with tonight's episode. I mean, this guy is one of my favorite modern great guitar players. This guy can show all of you heavy metal guitarists exactly how to play with soul. And he can do it fast, and as fast as lightning. And the tune is about having a little bit of fun behind the wheel of his automobile and being chased by the police. So let's switch it up to something a little bit more serious. You know, a white paper commissioned by the foundation revealed that the first responders, policemen, policewomen, and firefighters are more likely to die by suicide than in the line of duty. And in 2017, there were at least 103 firefighters committing suicide and 140 police officer suicides. You know, when I heard about this one on the news. And, you know, I watched the news, and this was something right out of it. It really kind of made me sad, and it made me feel bad for the people that do this. It just recently, I was reading something about an off-duty New York City police officer who killed himself. Now, I realize that this is a very hectic job, and I have a lot of respect for people that actually give their lives to service and respect the community that much. But you know what? There are others that take the privilege of being a cop way too far. But I really do feel for these. I feel bad for their families. I mean, these guys go through a lot of stress, I guess, on this job. I mean, the good ones, really. Well, moving on. On October 9th, 1986, Lemmy and the Gang of Motorhead released their seventh studio album, Orgasmatron. And this was the only album to feature former Saxon drummer Pete Gill, and was also the first official album of the original four-piece version of Motorhead, with Phil Campbell and Michael Wurzel Burstyn sharing guitar leads. Ain't My Crime fits like spikes to leather. You know what? I love the four-piece lineup of Motorhead. I loved Pete Gill. I remember seeing the Orgasmatron tour. That was an excellent album. I know that Lemmy said it was underproduced, and Phil Campbell has often said he didn't like the production either. But I thought the songs were great, and I thought Ain't My Crime just about says it all, and it fits like spikes to leather. And talking about Motorhead, guitarist Larry Wallace is best known as a member of the Pink Fairies. And also, for those of you that don't know, he was an original member of Motorhead. But in 1977, Larry released a solo single called Police Car, which fits in perfectly into tonight's topic. One of my favorite guitar players. I love the Pink Fairies. I loved his work in Motorhead. I loved his solo albums. He's just a great guitar player. George Thorogood and the Destroyers released their ninth studio album, Haircut, on July 27th, 1993. And the album features the classic Bo Diddley cover, Cops and Robbers, which we opened up the show with. And you know what? I think George Thorogood did an excellent version, and it really fits into tonight's theme. Well, moving on into the next section of music. Now, The Clash are the ultimate punk rock band, and they released their fourth studio album, Sandinista, on December 12th, 1980. The song, Police on My Back, is way perfect opener for the next section of music. So take a listen, and we'll be back. There you go.
you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Queen, he'll turn you on, he'll turn you off.
Cause he's the cop, cause he's the boss. It's the F, it's the A, it's the G. The cop is gay. A city cop, a pretty cop, a tall cop, a girl cop. He's called a cop, a city flop. I'm gonna shop for a cop. Here comes the cop, or just the blue. He's after me, he's after you. He's got a gun, he's got a knife. You better run for your life. It's the C, it's the O, it's the P. You got to go.
Full force as Dirty Harry and Magnum Force. Jimmy Riley, big time racketeer. Lou Guzman, narcotics king.
What's happening?
J.J. Wilson, well known pimp. There are killers on the loose, dressed like cops, and they always use a Magnum. They call him Dirty Harry, and he likes to do things his way. He's always around where the action is. In 24 hours, Harry manages to cover a stakeout, to stop a robbery, and to be a good neighbor. Whenever there's trouble, they always call in Harry, because they know he'll do the job. It's all in a day's work for Inspector Harry Callahan.
Police man, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. Four o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. I heard somebody yell. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on, yeah. Up in South Block number 9. The trouble started in cell block number 4, and spread like fire across the prison floor. I said, come on boys, get ready to run. Here comes the warden with a Tommy gun. There's a riot going on. There's a riot. Come out and put your hands up in the air. You don't stop the riot, you're all gonna get the chair. Scarface Jones said it's too late to quit, and pass the dynamite, cause the fuse is there. There's a riot going on. There's a riot. Cell block number 9. The 92nd hour, the tear gas got our man. We're all back in our cells, but every hour there's a better ride going on. There's a ride. Cell block number 9.
thought.
Let's hear it.